We'll say we're live. We're live.
Does Kevin know we're live?
Yeah.
You know what I found out today? Sign language.
What does that mean?
Life. Death.
Who cares?
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is Who Cares.
Like, fuck it.
Whoa.
It's a nihilistic kind
of... For all of our death fans out there...
You know what? You know what this means?
What?
Coca-Cola.
That's not Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it is.
That's heroin.
No, it's Coca-Cola. It's Coca-Cola.
Shut up. You know I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth.
This is heroin.
That's heroin.
I used to know... I think it's like bullshit.
Bullshit? You know that's what else wrong. I learned today?
Yeah. That's Doctor Strange. That's something else.
What's that?
What's that?
This is thank you.
Vomit.
Oh, well, V for vomit. But
you
yeah,
learn something
you.
New every
you,
day.
You make a V with your fingers and then you barf it out.
This is in the name of the moon, I'll punish you.
Sailor Moon.
Do you know what this is?
A gang. You're probably offending people out there that
no.
do
Do
have.
You know any like Power Rangers sign language?
I don't, but I learned this one during NXT TakeOver Dallas.
Okay.
This is, I don't know, King of Strong Style, I think. I think Eric would know, I think.
Yeah, Eric would definitely know. Yeah.
There is wrestling sign language.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Oh, this chat says I'm live on the Coca-Cola thing, by the way.
Does this mean give me two Budweisers? Yeah.
This means I just kicked your ass.
Oh.
Usually the person's laying on the ground and you're like over their face.
Next week we should learn like a different language. Like each podcast we'll start off with like a new lesson in
yeah.
languages.
We'll be like the modern day version of Muffy.
Yeah.
We'll be digital Muffy.
Learn a different language with incredible ease.
We'll be Muffy. Muffy. That's too long. Muffy, that's too long. We're on the internet. It's the age of shortness. We're going to be Muff. So when you go on the internet and you Google search Muff,
yeah, go find us.
This podcast mm-hmm. is going to come up with our language lessons.
Mega Muff.
Starting next week.
Do you guys know what this means?
Ear.
Ear to nose. You know what that means?
Yeah, ear, nose, throat doctor.
No. Theme song.
My name is No. My sign is No. My number is No. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go. I to the no, no, no. What you gonna say? You ain't running game. Thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original. Telling me I'm not like other girls. I was in my zone before you came along. Now I'm thinking maybe you should go. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, ta-da, no, no, no.
Yo, welcome back to the Mega 64 podcast. You're here with the Mega 64 boys on a... gloomy Sunday night, yes. Very dark and gloomy.
There was multiple clouds in the sky.
We're going to be exploring...
More than one?
We're going to be exploring the dark side of humanity today. Death and mortality. Age and ageless beings like myself. Ooh. Your host, Derek Acosta.
This is his show.
Well, it's all of our show. Well, we do have special guests with us. Special guest number one.
Yeah, why are you raising your hand?
The main special guest today, Jay Fernando, Jay Huerto of Jabroni Pictures. Round of applause.
Hey, guys. I think last time I was here was after Ken Kutaragi's Way.
Oh, yeah.
It's been that long since you've been here?
Is that 2 years?
It's been a while. Jeez. It's been 2 years.
Yeah. Whoa. Wow.
You're so handsome.
Ah, thank you.
It's been so long. You're the age of Kutaragi when he was in our video for real.
Mm-hmm.
Developing the PlayStation.
Yeah, that's right. 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. What a genius.
Boy genius. But anyway, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is podcast 390. We're getting close to 400. And we haven't planned everything. We haven't worked everything out, the logistics. But all I'm going to say right now, get hype for 400. That's all I'm going to say.
Definitely get hype for that.
The podcast, the end-all podcast. I almost don't know if we should continue.
After
what
that?
We've got planned.
Well, how are you going to get to 420 then?
Oh, I cannot wait for that one.
You say get hype for 400.
I think
Rocky
should smoke weed for the first time.
I think you should.
Okay.
Try it out.
The last time. I'll do such a good job I won't need it anymore. Do you ever, do any of you drug smokers out there ever think that?
You did it so good.
I'm going to do it so good right now. I don't need to do it anymore.
You ever get so drugged up, it's perfect, and it's like, I've explored everything there is to explore with drugs.
Yeah.
I'm maxed out.
You say, oh, I got it, and that's it.
I think our podcast will probably end after 400 because I don't think it's going to top that. But if we do make it to 420, I'll do every drug I can possess.
Wow, tight.
You know,
I was going to say legally, but no. Anything,
there is,
no matter what.
We'll use Silk Road.
There is the legal hallucinogen, salvia.
Oh.
I don't know if that is still legal.
Hey, I saw people do salvia, and I was like on the edge. Like, it's legal. What's the harm? That looks so fucking scary on the outside that I will never do that.
Well, I think it proves the point that legality
doesn't mean anything.
A bearing on how crazy a thing will fuck you up.
Yeah. It was a friend of mine in our apartment, and he smoked it, and then he was just sitting there fine. All of a sudden, like, he started screaming and, like, looking around everywhere and then tried to climb at the walls. And then 30 seconds later, he was fine. And, like, I was like, what the fuck just happened to you? I'm not doing that.
Buy the ticket, take the ride.
We'll have Rocco try that out.
Yeah.
It'll be like, try it out.
It'll be like the first time you tried Coke Zero, like something new.
Yeah.
400.
It's kind of like, you know.
It's like same, but different.
Yeah.
400, though, that's going to blow it away.
But 400, I'm
telling
you. It's
going to make it all
pale.
What we're
describing now is shit compared to what's going on in 400. So
that's cool. All right.
Get hyped. You thought Funny Factory
was
lived
amazing.
Up to the hype.
Yeah.
This is going to blow the hype out the door.
You thought Funny Factory was fucking crazy? Get ready.
Yeah, you thought that lived up to the hype. You're going to get fucked on podcast 400. You're going to just feel like,
whoa.
These guys overpromised and then over-delivered.
Yeah. We got an outside investor to fund podcast 400.
Outside and inside.
Yeah, outside, inside.
Coming from all sides.
Podcast 400 is an inside job. We didn't ask anybody else to do it. Okay, so welcome to the show. Welcome all my friends to the show that never ends, Led Zeppelin. So here it is.
Welcome.
We've missed a couple of weeks. Lots of things have happened since then. So, you know, we want to go through a few of those things. A lot of events on the Mega 64 side of things. We had, I think, maybe a couple videos come out. I don't remember the last one that we talked about.
We
did the museum one.
We talked about our DOA video. That was the last one we discussed.
We did talk about that.
So since that, our most recent video, hope you checked it out, Night at the Video Game Museum.
Yeah.
And it's on our YouTube channel. Go watch it if you haven't seen it. You know what? If you have seen it, go watch it again.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's stuff you missed.
Yeah, I bet you missed details.
You missed so much detail because we actually got to go on site to the world's first, well, I can't speak for the whole world, but America's first official video game museum, the National Video Game Museum, straight out of the heart of Texas. It's actually, I don't even know if it's open yet. Has it just opened
now? It is
now?
Open now. Yeah, it open is now. Open now.
It's seeing officially. People showing up in Mega 64 shirts.
Yeah. Nice. There's really? Been pictures all over Twitter. Oh, people going and wearing our shirts.
That's
cool.
It's just recently been open, but we got invited down there a few months ago, actually, before everything was finished. And they asked us to come and hang out. They gave us free rein of the facility, basically. They just said, hey, we think it'd be cool if you make a video. You make a lot of video game videos. We have a great video game theme building, come check it out.
That was basically it. It was just like, if you make a video here, you got free reign. And it really was that. They unlocked the doors, let us in.
And then walked away.
Here's all the exhibits. Anyway, we got to get to work.
No,
all right, bye.
Honestly, they had like
that's rad.
Exhibits that are like priceless. They have the greatest video game collection available. And they just left us in the whole museum for like 8 hours.
But they're all locked, right?
At the time, I don't think they were. They are now, I think.
They're locked now, but it was still under construction at the time. So everything was like being loaded and unloaded and you could slide stuff open. And
you could have stolen one of Ralph Baer's
brown
boxes.
Honestly, we could have. I shouldn't say this.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, for that video, we had to like move stuff around. They gave us free reign and nobody was there to tell us what we could do and couldn't do. So it's like, this is a museum display. we need this out of our shot.
Nothing was affected.
Everything we dropped, like a virtual boy. Yeah. And all that, but we brought that on our own to drop.
Yeah, because there are some people who are worried on in the comments. We just want to make it clear. We brought our own prop, destructibles, okay? We have our video game collection of our own, which we sacrificed for the sake of this video.
Yeah.
And
the Dreamcast and the Virtual Boy and all that stuff.
Yeah. What's funny, I think, about this video is we really didn't have a plan. They kind of just flew us to Texas, and it was real, like, run and gun. We were there for basically a day. And so we didn't know what the facility would really look like. We had a rough idea of what we wanted to film, but we kind of had to get there and, like, scope it all out and be like, okay, now we see what we can work with. So we filmed this video, and then only in the course of editing it later did we kind of decide, like, hey, this would be better in a movie trailer format.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like a last-minute decision, and, you know, in the past few weeks we've been flying all over, going to different events. We were actually in San Francisco for GDC, preparing for the award shows up there. This video still wasn't done. We were still working on it, and we thought, hey, this is the perfect chance to get one last little cherry on top for this video, a Cliff Bleszinski cameo.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta get a Cliff. Yeah, at least one Cliff a year. So exactly. That was our quota for this year.
Yeah, so that was our Cliff quota for the year.
Yeah.
And shouts out to Cliff.
Yeah. As always, great cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing work.
That museum was really, really cool. Yeah, if anyone's awesome. In Frisco, Texas, definitely check it out.
Yeah.
You know what? There was something cool, like,
everybody would be in Frisco, Texas.
What blew me away the most was the painting on the walls. And it was it was so well done, and everything was hand-painted, and it looked like it was a picture put on the wall. It was so crazy. It was so crazy.
So go to the Video Game Museum in Frisco, Texas. Yeah. Check it out for yourself. It is really cool.
Right.
I actually think it's an important museum.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. They explained to us when we were there. I thought this was really interesting. There are two museums in the United States dedicated to carrots. Two separate carrot museums. This is the first video game museum in America.
Just think of the relevance in pop culture today.
Yeah.
There's a museum for everything. In San Diego, we have a train museum. We have a car museum.
Forever, though, people looked at video games as toys for kids.
And
it's only within the last 10 years that, like, you find adults accepting the fact that it's okay that I still go home and play video games. Mm-hmm.
I think not being embarrassed. Because the adults now are us.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's what it took.
So this is the first. They've had video game exhibits in different museums. This is the first museum dedicated just to this art form.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think you're right, because I think, in Japan, I went to this Pac-Man, it was like an exhibit, but it was a temporary exhibit, so they showed all the Pac-Man and stuff.
I think it's a matter of time before the Smithsonian recognizes the importance of the video game museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to take this, and they're going to put it in the official congressional library.
Yeah.
Preserved for history.
I was going to say, Smithsonian had a video game thing, too. They had a whole exhibit. Actually, we've met the guy who ran that, and it was really, really cool. But again, even that, I think, is gone now.
They're going to absorb that. And let me tell you, because we got in the good books of the dudes running this place, because we were so cool and they were so cool, we made the friendship connection. They agreed to play Mega 64 videos in the museum.
Oh,
yeah, baby!
In the museum.
So when the Smithsonian comes calling, that's right. Mega 64 snuck in once again into the history, the fabric of American history. We were already on the space station.
That's true.
They already wrote Mega 64 on the space station. We already took over space.
Yep.
They already put Mega 64 on Saddam Hussein's throne.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. So we conquered the Middle East. Now we're going to take over Washington, baby, and nobody can stop us.
Yeah, I legitimately, when the museum first reached out to us, that was, it just sounded like the plans were so cool and there was nothing else like it. And I remember the first thing Derek said was, I really feel like beyond just wanting to go to this museum and, okay, it's cool, whatever, beyond that, it really feels like this is the beginning of something really important and significant and special, you know? And I remember you said, we got lunch or something, and you were like, man, it would be worth everything if there was just, like, something about Mega 64 in that museum. Like, then that's like a way we've made it almost, you know? And sure enough, when we were there, we just brought up the idea of, hey, if you want to play any of our videos on that installation over, because they have a big installation when you first walk in.
You can see it in the video when we first walk in.
Yeah, a bunch of screens.
It's this
and stuff.
Grid of like golden consoles, right. Video games, and TVs playing like old video game commercials, old episodes of Icon off G4. I think that was the show, right?
Icons, something like that. Yeah.
Old G4 video game shows and the latest edition, our videos.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say is I've been getting pictures all weekend of people who walk into the museum. Whoa, didn't expect this. And they're right as the entrance when they walk in, and it's, you know, Derek with the eye patch in the Metal Gear video.
Oh, that's so cool.
Or me so reaching to Nicole in the Eco video. Yeah. Like, videos old and new, and that really,
made next step, they should put your merch in the gift shop.
Oh, there you go. God.
They should. They should.
I agree. Yeah.
Get some
I also
want to
say that the room we filmed in the beginning of the video is also in the museum. They had a recreated bedroom from the 90s and living room from the 90s.
So it worked out perfectly.
From the 80s.
We could do everything we needed in that one facility.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. The whole video was filmed in the museum, including the bedroom scene, and we didn't show off the living room, did we?
No, we didn't.
No, we never
There's
did.
Like a cool living room in there.
I've seen photos.
It's a really cool place.
That living room is like comforting because it looks like
your
living
house.
Room. Yeah, that I hung out in with my friends when
I was
a
kid. I just have these memories of everything being like wood paneled
brown.
And
this was all shit from the 70s that got left
old,
to our parents.
Brown wood paneling was like comforting.
Let's take a moment to talk about aesthetic for a second. So that I remember too. Anytime you're going over a friend's house or my cousin's friend or this or that, it looked like that. But I will say, I will speak as an Italian American. What a big reason why I liked the Godfather movies so much is that anytime I went to an Italian relative's house, it was that Godfather aesthetic of the walls being stone. You know, like that, like in that movie, every house they go to, it's like it's made. What do you call that? It's like
cobbles,
almost
like
it's
brick?
Made out of stone. Walls. Like, or I don't know how to describe it.
They didn't have wallpaper?
No. It was like that same kind of...
wallpaper?
I don't know. Going over to a bunch of immigrants' houses and the wallpaper.
I don't know how to describe it. Like that kind of stonework.
I don't know how to... I don't know. I don't
I'm thinking of Godfather, either. Eric likes it.
I don't know what the word is either.
Stone.
But anyways...
But it was appealing to me in a different way. It just reminded me of that. That's all.
So that's at the museum too. Go for yourself. See what walls you discover and what it reminds you of. Email us. What are the
Griffin Toe in the chat says this bit is failing. Guys, the bit is failing. You might want to time him out so he doesn't see any more of this bit.
When do we start
not getting I know we're doing a bit.
Give him a punishment.
Oh man, I really thought the bit was working.
It was working so bad. Oh, fucking
Grim Reaper's about to show up. You fucked up.
Man, I'm so sorry for that, you guys. anyway,
those guys though, they've been working on that Video Game History Museum for quite a long time. We've known about this like 6-7 years coming, I think. They used to bring all the stuff to conventions.
Our friend Frankie hooked us up a long time ago to talk to them.
And they even told us.
Always been trying to get a physical location. It's so awesome to see that their hard work is like finally, like this has happened. Yeah. It's physically opened.
They told us that they have so much stuff they can't even fit it all in the museum.
Yeah.
Their collection
and the
museum
is huge. It was a huge museum.
It's a big museum.
Congratulations to those guys.
Stretching it out and stuff. Anyways, cool. That's cool.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
We had some other videos come out.
Hey, can I just say real quick? We already talked about the Dead or Alive video. It's so funny. I'm still getting all these messages and comments and stuff about wait until this happens to a game that you like. You won't make a funny video about that. I still can't make it clear enough that I have the game.
I don't know.
Bought Dead or Alive Extreme.
Some people,
played it on the screen.
We did. We played it on Wednesday.
Every day and people don't hear it.
You bought it on Vita. You bought it on Vita and PlayStation 4.
I bought it on more than one system. Anyway, so it's just been funny, but that's all.
Yeah.
That's all I want to
say. You can't make everyone happy out there.
No, but it's anyway, it's just funny.
Let the nerds have their titty game.
I asked my
that was a comment on the video. Okay? It was criticizing us.
I know.
And
I've been
it's just
it.
Let,
no,
hey guys, it. Let the nerds have their titty game and chill out.
I was embarrassed today. I went to like a family birthday party.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my little cousin asked me what I've been playing lately, and I was like, "Have you ever heard of Dead or Alive Extreme 3?" And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, shit!" I honestly didn't think he would know what it was, and he did.
Yeah, and he's too cool for it.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, I've been playing Call of Duty Zombies, but yeah, whatever.
And seeing real boobs like a man. Yeah,
I've been on.
My older cousin knows what it is and has, you know, PlayStation Network, stuff like that. And
yeah.
Anytime I'm on that, I get a message and it's just, come on. Seriously?
Come on.
That's funny.
Come on, anyways, so you guys have been playing Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of it?
We've been managing Zach Island.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's the tan line thing is, I think, my favorite
part.
Well, you
got to explain.
Yeah. Okay.
What this is.
So if you don't give the girls suntan lotion to put on, or if you don't put that on.
Why would you? Give them that?
Because then they'll go out.
Skin cancer.
And then they'll get a, like, I'll wear like a camisole or like something that covers like a lot of skin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, relatively a lot.
Be modest.
But it's tight and form-fitting.
Okay.
Not so
but then I'll go, I'll get totally, you know, sunburnt, and then come back into my hotel room at night, and I'm changing to go to the casino later.
What the fuck is this?
I'm going to go play roulette.
Volleyball. Yeah.
And then I put on a skimpier outfit, maybe, because I'm just lounging around in the bedroom, want to see what that looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like, whoa, really pale skin where the camisole was.
You got a
and then you've got
tan.
Like dark farmer's tan, like redneck. Whoa. I gave Kasumi a redneck. Who knew?
You might have a redneck.
I thought this was just volleyball. I didn't know.
No, I thought it was too.
That's why it's not. The volleyball is not in the title anymore.
Rock climbing.
So it's like a vacation simulator.
Yeah,
it is.
That's honestly what it is.
So they
expanded
out of the volleyball in this casino because that's the only two things you could do in the first game.
Yeah.
That's why it's only called. That's why it's called Dead or Alive Extreme 3. They took the volleyball out of the name because they have all these
other
things to do.
Fortune.
So it's just relaxing,
dude. You relax. Really, one of the activities: relax by the pool.
Yeah.
And you just take photos of them.
Yeah.
Of who? Yourself?
Of the girls. You can choose which girl.
Well, you go. Here's the thing. You go into, there's two, you can flip between girl mode, where you are playing as a girl, and owner mode, where you're kind of like doing
you
things.
You like own the girls.
Well, you're doing, you own the resort, so you're giving them gifts, making sure the guests are happy.
Oh.
And when they're relaxing, you can take photos, things like that, and you get money.
Oh. Because if you own the resort, you could just photograph anybody
there. I'm sure the owners of the resort film me.
So it's a resort simulator, basically.
Yeah,
but with
just like any other resort, you get your picture taken. They earn a buck or two.
The owners just walk around the pool, take a picture of the girls.
Just like when you go to a fancy resort, they inspect your tan line.
No.
But you can also, it's not just taking photos of girls. You can also go to girl mode, and then you take the girl out to say a beach, and you pair up with another attendee. You know, one of the other beautiful girls that's staying on Zach Island.
Okay.
You guys then can go do two-player games together to boost your relationship.
Oh,
you want to just make everyone happy. Yeah. It's all about positive energy.
Are there any guys on
that's
Zach
my
Island?
Question.
No,
Zach,
no. Why?
Who's Zach?
Zach's the owner.
Oh, but Zach.
When you're in owner mode, you kind of like...
You're Zach.
You are... Basically. Yeah, Zach is...
You're like his apprentice.
But you never... Luckily, though, you never see him.
Okay.
So, like, there's no mirrors to, like,
so
see yourself.
So, really, Zach is the main character.
He's like Dennis Rodman, right?
He does.
Yeah.
When you're in owner mode, you're Zach of Zach Island.
And men are not allowed on this island unless you're Zach.
No.
Who do you play as?
Well, you
Zach.
Can choose many.
Well,
you just said there's an apprentice. Are you Zach?
It's yourself. And Zach
Eric,
is telling you.
Eric Bedore.
Hold on.
This game's like fucking me up.
Whoa. Zach is giving you advice the whole time you're
Eric
doing
Bedore.
So wait,
you're
the one guy on Earth that Zach has allowed to come.
Right.
Yes.
Run his island.
Right. Right.
Yes.
This is like the Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Of
and guess what? And guess what? I'll take it a step further.
Okay.
I will take it, the Wonka analogy, a step further.
Are you saying?
Okay.
Because the better you treat everybody at the resort, all the girls, you give them gifts. They tell you what their favorite foods are. So if you like send them that at night, hey, here's a free cream soda. They're going to love you. And if they love it even more, you start getting, there's a thing you can unlock. They will hand you a ticket. Like, hey, here's a ticket to this club that I'm dancing at. And you
what?
Go and
Golden
they will like,
ticket.
Yeah, they will like dance and stuff like that. And you, if you get photos of that, you get a ton of money.
Cash.
Wait,
do you get money for taking photos?
So it's kind of like really welcome, like a golden ticket.
How does taking photos equal money?
Zach,
I don't know how they
happy.
Work that out. I don't know.
As the apprentice,
that's for them to decide.
Zach wants those photos.
What does he do with them?
To make sure you're doing a good job.
Hold on. There's a dark side to Zach. Suddenly, this Willy Wonka of resorts islands is not so innocent.
Well,
Zach has an ulterior motive, I think.
Yeah, I think he's selling these pictures.
I think Zach wants some booby pictures, but it's too creepy for him to get them himself.
Right.
So he has manipulated you Perhaps, perhaps there's a twist when you beat the game. You discover, like, Zach cackles maniacally, like, ha, 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 ha.
Well, in two, this is three, in two, his the island blew up.
He built it?
Yeah.
He built it. He built it on a volcano.
Did the girls get off the island?
Oh, yeah, they survived. They got off on helicopter.
Okay, good.
But Zach made it too, then.
Everybody survived.
So this is like Zach Island Part 2, like the second Death Star.
The third. Well, the third. Yeah. I think, didn't something happen in the first one? Or was that what blew up in the second one?
See, I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's the third island.
This game opens with him explaining how his previous islands blew up, but... He's not going to give up. He's going to keep trying.
Yeah.
And he's
why does he get this money?
My island blows up with the
No, it doesn't.
As he's explaining about how the other two blew up because a volcano erupted, the panning shot is of a fucking volcano that the new island is built around.
This
so it's
game,
like foreshadowing.
This
huge.
Game is like Willy Wonka meets Lost, but everything is covered in bikini girls.
Yeah. Okay, so you tell me what's wrong with that premise. Go ahead. What's wrong with that premise?
Nothing. Just sounds like the dream game for Rocco.
Exactly. Thank you.
If you like poker and blackjack and roulette,
so
too.
You play.
Well, enjoy
you play
your titty game, nerd.
These games with the girls.
Yeah, and then you can gamble your money in the casino if you want. I always lose it.
I always do that in the first game. Go to the casino.
Go to the casino. Yeah. Yeah. But I lose all my Zach dollars.
You know what? Somebody found a great cheat. You want to cheat?
Roulette?
No one on the internet share this.
Okay, tell me.
Bet all your money. Like, you get a lot of money.
Yeah.
Bet it all on a hand of blackjack. But before you do all that, save your game and put it on a USB stick.
Oh, my God.
Bet all your money. And if you win, keep it. But if you fuck up. Just
load your USB.
Load your USB save. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
There's
some for Nintendo tricks.
Yep. You'll be able to. You'll be able to afford whatever
swimsuit
you want.
I picture a dude in Japan. He gets off his office job. He goes to his like 4x4 room, and he's sitting there.
Oh, he got the big room.
Yeah. He's sitting there like cloning USB sticks and like sending files to his friend across town.
So.
Oh yeah.
This game is very...
So you buy the girls swimsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just like go to like a closet and just get whatever swimsuit you want them to wear, and they put that on.
Well, yeah.
You gotta mail it to them.
Yeah, you gotta butter them up so that they'll wear what you give them.
We'll get this game for
the
you.
Goal is to, the goal of the game is to have all the girls happy about everything.
Oh, my God.
So you'll buy them stuff. You know, if I buy Helena this one swimsuit and she's like, ew, no, I don't like this. It's like, well, then... I must not be satisfying her in some way. Which is weird.
I hate when that happens.
That's not possible.
That's what I said.
Ask
so,
Zach.
You know, what is it? And so, you know, maybe you buy her a couple more desserts.
What would Zach do?
Fatter up.
WWKD. ZD.
This game is...
Cack.
This game is blowing my mind.
It's that good.
All right, we need to get him a copy. He can play it at home.
What's the core cost?
Me and the kids
play
together.
Regular price.
Regular price?
Yeah.
All right, hey, final question, because we're talking about this for too long. Is there anything X-rated in this game whatsoever?
No. The most it can be...
Very tasteful.
I don't think... So far, I've seen nothing that's even, like, overtly lewd. It's just
there's
playfully...
Nothing like that.
It's cheeky and
so,
sexual.
Yes, you can play it with the kids.
Is there a T for teen?
No.
M?
I think there's... I think there's
because
subtle...
you can control the camera.
There's
so,
subtle innuendo.
It's like they don't want you to do that.
There's subtle innuendo. And then I think, like, the top-of-the-line... expensive last item to get bikinis are like basically nothing, right?
Yeah, they're pretty. It's like they're wearing some string.
Like Onichambara DLC, where it's like strawberries and bananas.
And again, if you do really well, you'll watch them dance in the club. No. And if they're in that outfit, it looks a little like, wow, oh, geez.
I guess if you're sexist.
But that's
You've taken.
Yeah, they pole dance.
You've taken the kids into the GTA strip clubs in GTA 5.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, just make sure you don't touch them when the bouncer's
straight
looking.
Straight up. When I was your kid's age, I was going to the strip club in Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah. There you go. Well, did you ever go to the strip club in Duke Nukem?
Yeah.
The girls were dancing and you could hold up the cash. I think about that, like, now.
Did not do that.
You never did that?
I didn't have Duke Nukem.
I didn't play Duke Nukem when I was
a kid. It's just so funny, like... Going back and thinking about the graphics of that game, they're so rudimentary. It's like one-dimensional pixelated strippers. It's just so pointless.
And then you see the graphics of Dead or Alive Extreme 3 now, and it's like kids have it so fucking good.
They have it good now. Yeah,
easy.
I have it good.
Back in my day, we had to look at digital pixelated boobies.
Not anymore. Yeah, you'd see one pink pixel.
It was
and go,
one polygon.
A
yeah. Yeah.
Kids today.
I remember
Tomb Raider.
Kids today have putting so in good. The Naughty Dog code on Genesis games to get the title screen to switch from the dog logo to like a naked girl.
Yeah.
Hey, the blonde girl. Do you ever have like games that were so obscure you sometimes question if they actually existed or not? Like you remember like, for example, I went over to my friend's house and there was one day his cousin had come over and brought an NES game.
Yeah.
I don't know what this fucking thing was. It had like 100 games from Japan on it.
I
never saw it before or since. For one day in my life, I played this mythical NES game. Amongst all the games, we only played one, and it was a rock, paper, scissors game that had a picture of a model on it, and every time you won, one piece of clothing.
Yeah. That was a Japanese game.
And every time you lost, one piece of clothing would come back on. And I was probably like 9 or 10 years old, and like for all day, it's like our parents would be like, "You guys want to go get some ice cream or something?" "No, don't come in the room." Okay, so we have got her necklace off. We had no idea. We were just waiting, like we wanted to see boobs, but we didn't know how many pieces of clothing we had to go through. So I was like, it starts with like the necklace and then the shirt, and then we're thinking naively as a 9-year old, maybe after the shirt, we'll just go straight to the boobs.
No way.
No, it came down to like, oh, her bracelet goes off.
Oh
her shoe comes off. Oh, her so I swear to God, we were there like 8 hours because every time you lose, the clothes come back on. It's like, fuck, stop fucking losing. And she's basically undressed. She has just her underwear off. We're like so excited. Like, this is the one. We get it. And like an earring comes off, and we're just like, no!
Come on,
rock, paper, scissors.
Eventually,
yeah.
Did it was an older cousin who had come over, and we were all in there. It took one of the big kids, you know. It was the older cousin. He's like, "I'm fucking doing this."
Yes!
And he got
move
her.
Over, fuckers.
And it was so funny because it's everything we're explaining, just like some pixelated naked chick from probably like 1989. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's that kind of frustration is what used to be funny about the last Dead. So this Dead or Alive game is a little more forgiving than the last one.
Yeah.
The last one was hilarious because
on the PSP?
No, just talking about the last Xbox one, the last major one. You could buy stuff for the girls, but if they didn't like it, they'd just throw it away. It doesn't happen in the new one. Now they'll just go, "Nah, that's okay, and you can keep it.
You give it
to
someone else."
But in the old one, you'd buy like, there's like $1 million swimsuit you'd have to work forever to get, and then you'd send it to them, and they'd go, "Oh, all right, thanks." And then you'd go to bed that night, and there'd be a message, "They threw it away." Like, what the fuck? So you'd see posts on message boards. You'd see posts on message boards that were like, "I just traded this motherfucking game in. I bought the Venus swimsuit and they threw it in the goddamn trash."
The game should come with a trigger warning.
Yeah,
then just like in real life, she threw away when I bought her.
They can turn you down.
Oh my!
But in this one, they're just like, "No, that's okay," and it's like, "Okay, cool. I'll give it to somebody else." Asshole.
I've never gotten to accept it. Anytime I try to gift one of the girls an item, they're like,
"You gotta raise their acceptance."
They're like, "What are you
level?
Trying to pull?" They think I'm pervy and I'm up to no good.
You are. Why would they think that?
That's so weird.
Why would they think that about you, Garrett?
Eric, they can't see me on my couch in my underwear sitting on the other side of the sofa.
You
got to
see that.
Before you give them a swimsuit, you got to give them all the little trinkets. Give them, you know, "Hey, here's a
like
cream
real
soda.
Life.
Here's an apple. I know you like those." And then once they're your friends, you give them. You give them the swimsuit in the wrapping paper that they like. It's going to be their favorite color.
I know
How
that.
How dare you call them that?
I figured that out.
How right. dare you?
Don't ever shut up.
All right. Well, we only have 25 minutes left, I say we fill it with DOA 3 talk. Just
kidding.
I could
go for a while.
Psych out. That was a curveball.
Hey, I've been playing Uncharted 2, and a lot of it. I'm like 74% done.
Love
so I played
game.
A lot of Uncharted 2.
And
I liked it a lot. I like it a lot. It is like Indiana Jones, like everyone said. And I'm just... Eric, what didn't you like about
it? Wait, hold on.
Yeah?
Why didn't you start with Uncharted 1?
Oh, I was told I could skip it. So I did.
So you're never going to play it?
I didn't play it either. Basically, I want to get caught up to Uncharted 4 when that comes out. And if I have time, and if I get like, blazed... I'm going through pretty fast with 2.
Right.
If I get through 3 that fast, then maybe I'll go back and play it.
All right. Yeah. For those of you who have just tuned in, I want to catch you up to speed. Sean has just walked into the lion's den. He says he wants Eric to explain what he doesn't like about Uncharted 2.
No. I just was confused because now I played it. Now the train part. You don't like that the train thing was in the beginning?
Yeah.
Because you had to do it again?
Yeah, in the middle.
Because you had to do that part again.
Yeah, it's false climax.
But if you didn't have to do it again, would
then
you...
Then it's fine.
Okay, got it.
That's all. That's okay. Literally my only criticism.
Is that you had to just do that thing, same thing twice?
Yeah, I just didn't think it needed to be in the beginning.
Oh, well, I liked it in the beginning. I just think the middle part was kind of weird, but it's fine.
There you go.
Okay. That was all I wanted to know.
I didn't feel like I did the same thing
that
again,
skate
though.
That skate back and forth.
You know what?
Metal Gear has that.
That was the lion's den.
Didn't bug me.
I think you did it for like a minute as opposed to like 10.
10 in the beginning,
yeah. Yeah, and I was like, why am I doing this again? Exactly. But then right when I thought that, it was over. I'm like, yeah, well, yeah. I guess whatever. But
yeah,
I see what you're saying with that.
Yeah,
but
exactly. That's it.
Okay.
But
anyways, I rolled out that game, and I... really should have been playing that a long time ago because it's like a perfect game.
I knew you would like this.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And you're really not missing. There's a couple, like, you really don't miss anything by skipping the first one.
No, the only thing
you don't introduce those people.
Is
they're just
the blonde chick. Yeah. I think you've probably saw her before.
Yeah.
The one thing I can't get over is the guy Flynn in the game is Gavin Rossdale. And it is 100% Gavin Rossdale, and I cannot see anything but that. It's like, they didn't even try to not have it be him. It's just him.
He even has a British accent, too.
Really?
It's Tommy Tallarico and Gavin Rossdale trying to... It's really weird.
But there isn't a backstory in the first one where it's like, oh, they all met for the first time.
Sure.
There is that in three. That's...
Cool.
Not really a video game. Kind of a video game. Nintendo put out their app...
Oh, yeah.
Was it last week? This week?
Yeah, last week.
Miitomo.
Can't
the
avoid
Miitomo
it.
App. Yeah, it's real popular. You're on there.
I got it.
King Lord's on there. Are you guys on there?
I'm on there, but I haven't put it out there in the world.
I wasn't able to find you guys.
I'm on there. I added, like, do you want Miitomo to connect to Facebook so you can add people? Yes. I got 300 requests
instant.
That minute. I mean, for
it'll
24 hours,
it's
going, bruh, bruh, bruh. I can't go into friend requests anymore.
No.
It's broken. That's it.
It'll just hang on a refresh.
So how
thing
do I find,
how do I find
you guys without going through all that?
Yeah. You'll have to, there's a way
in
you
person.
Can manually.
Yeah, you can do it in person.
You can do it in person.
I'll do that. Okay.
I'll play mine on my iPad, so.
You
have to catch it on my iPad. My favorite thing about Miitomo, there's a... You know, it's you can make a me that's been around forever. I like the voice.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
My voice sounds
yeah.
like the creepiest stalker who's just abducted your oldest child. And like, this is the ransom call. I set my name. And I also love you can specify how to pronounce your name.
Oh, yeah.
Because my name is Derek, but the pronunciation, I put cutie patootie.
Yeah.
And it just is so funny to me. So when you see my Miitomo, it's like, hello. My name is Cutie Patootie.
I find it funny looking through other answers and reading all of their friends' replies and hearing the different voices that they chose for their Miis.
Yeah.
And everything from, super deep to the squeaky and annoying, super fast, and just having the variability of that whole sentence that gets read to me in all the different voices, I find it really funny.
It's a pretty fun app.
Yeah, I honestly am surprised how much... This is what I hoped Tomodachi Life was going to be. Tomodachi Life kind of got tangled. It was after about a day, it was like, hey, I've done a bunch of bullshit over and over, and it's not really valuable to me.
Yeah.
But this... I don't know. I like the friends that I do have on there. They come in and it's like, I'm actually like learning stuff about them. There are some people who do joke answers about every single thing.
That's not fun.
And honestly, that's not that fun. And I've been tempted to do that a couple times too, and I've done it, but I realize it's actually fun when you're a little bit sincere.
I do a lot of joke answers. I seem to play it like I play most, because it doesn't really feel like a game to me. It feels like social media.
Yeah.
So I fuck around on it a lot.
Sure.
But I do feel that it's really important to get, people you know in there. And if you're not familiar with the people, it doesn't really work.
Matter, so
yeah, it
yeah.
doesn't really work.
Yeah, so that's why I wasn't really adding people that I don't know, really
and,
know.
Yeah, and I apologize because I've been hit up on my other social media like, hey, let me add you to Miitomo. And it's like... we don't know each other, so it doesn't really work.
Yeah,
sorry. And my crashed friends thing.
Yeah,
is like it's impossible to add new people. So
yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah,
yeah, it is fun.
Check it out. We recommend it. Try to add us if you can. Good luck to you. it's probably not going to happen, but you could try. Hey, before we run out of time, we should talk about our sponsors for this podcast.
Yes.
Number one would be the most beautiful beverage that could ever touch. Your tasty tongue.
Your lips.
Those taste buds.
Lips. Kickapoo Joy Juice.
That's right.
Check them out at drinkkickapoo.com. You can order a case of Kickapoo from Amazon. You can also go to, anywhere
Come and Go
beverages are sold.
BevMo.
Yeah.
Come and Go.
Drinkkickapoo.com is your best resource. Or follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter, and they're going to let you know every 2 seconds. They tweet so much, you'll have to mute them. No, I'm just kidding. They won't. They don't do that.
They tweet our shit out a lot.
Hey, you know what? Just buy some Kickapoo, even if you don't want to drink it. If you think it tastes yucky, fine. Drink it. Just keep it on stock for emergencies in your house. Maybe one of us comes to your house one day, and we only want to drink a Kickapoo, and you don't have one, so we freaking leave.
Right.
And you just missed out on epic hang sesh.
Yeah.
And in California, you need like an emergency kit in case there's an earthquake and you'll lose whatever.
What about diabetics? There's no insulin around?
Well, what we did in our house is we got rid of all the water in our kit, and now it's only Kickapoo.
What if you get sprayed by a skunk? What the fuck are you going to do with your stinky self?
Right.
Open up 2 cans of Kickapoo. Pick your favorite flavor. Bathe yourself in it. Now you smell like pina colada.
And no more
skunk. Or fuzzy navel.
Yep.
You don't smell like a stinky skunk.
Yeah.
You dodge the nickname Stinky, which you don't want to have.
No one's that.
Stink Lord.
Yeah.
So anyway, get a Kickapoo today. We also want to thank our other sponsor, Loot Crate. I've been getting so many messages from people that are like, oh man, did Loot Crate drop you? Did you drop Loot Crate?
Oh no.
What does this say?
It says...
Does that say Loot Crate?
It says...
Oh, yeah, it's Loot Crate.
It says Italic Loot. Sorry, Loot Crate.
Tool?
That's right. We got it. So what? Now what? What do you got to say now?
There's always going to be the time where... Your favorite show is going to get canceled. Your favorite sponsor is going to drop you. It'll happen eventually, guys. Don't rub it in our faces.
Go ahead. Open that up.
Yeah, let's see what's in it.
Open up that Loot Crate.
You could go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and get a case for yourself.
Every month,
you're going to get a mystery box. The last one was so good that it raised my hype level to a level I don't think
this is so good. We almost got dropped. Sign up with the Mega64 link and get a discount on your subscription.
What is that? The shirt? What is that?
No, it's Spock. Spock and Evil Spock, because he's got the goatee.
Yeah.
I would love that shirt.
You have it.
Yes.
We have a Daredevil beanie.
That's for Sean.
Oh, is it? Flip it inside out.
Flip it.
Wait, what?
The Punisher! Oh,
fuck! Frank Castle lives!
That's pretty awesome.
Oh my God. Give it to Fernando.
Okay.
What?
There he is. Alien vs. Predator.
Special guest of the Mega 64 podcast.
Whoa.
Alien vs. Predator. Dude, a movie so good, they're making merch still.
What's that pin?
You want that
enamel pin?
Whoa, it's Alien vs. Predator, I think.
Enamel pins are huge, man.
Batman vs. Superman that wallet.
Hey, close up on this enamel pin. Even if you don't like the movie Alien vs. Predator, that's a badass pin.
That's not real money, dude.
An Alien and Predator individually, really cool.
It's a Mighty wallet.
The Nostromo
really
collection.
Cool wallets, so... Batman vs. Superman. What?
Someone open the vinyl.
BVS.
Open the vinyl.
Open that vinyl.
Open that up. Hey, I want to say, too, there is a reason why Fernando's joining us tonight. It's not just that he's a handsome man and we need some eye candy for the ladies, but that is an added bonus. It's not that he is a martial arts master, so if ISIS wants to fuck with us and they come in here, he's going to protect us, but that is an added bonus.
Yes.
No, it's actually because... Fernando is an award-winning filmmaker.
What?
That's right. And just last weekend, he and I had the pleasure of attending the San Diego Film Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Not together. We didn't go as a couple, though, I wouldn't mind that. But I was a presenter. I was presenting Best Web Series. Fernando was nominated and actually won several awards multiple times. He kept going up on stage. They should have just put your seat up there.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we were both there. We go way back. Now he's on the podcast. Why don't you talk about some of the films you made that won this year?
Well, I made actually the one film that I entered in that film awards was called Deadliest Date. And basically it's a film where my character, he's on a dating show, but he has to go – in order to get to the girl, he has to fight through a bunch of fighters called the Cock Blockers. So we did that, and what's interesting about it is we did the entire film in one shot. So it was like 5 minutes of me fighting through a bunch of Cockblockers.
It cool. almost sounds like the yeah. dating game meets Running Man.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
exactly
yeah.
what it's like. And so you won multiple awards. What's mm-hmm. what are and not only you, other people who worked on the film won stuff too. What yeah. are all the awards that, that Deadliest Date won?
Okay, so I was nominated for Best Director, which I didn't win. My friend Keith was nominated for Best Writing, which he didn't win, but
okay,
we
loser
won.
So far,
so far the loser.
So far,
so
we won. Down.
So cool to be nominated.
No, just yeah, sure, we got sure. nominated. And then my actor who played the game show host, he won Best Supporting Actor.
Okay,
I won Best Fight Choreography for the movie, and then I actually got an award for that I didn't know that was contested or whatever for diversity in film. And basically, wow. they showed a bunch of video clips from my films that have like. Our actresses who did action sequences and fighting in my movies. So
cool.
I'm guessing
nice.
It's because I hire a lot of actresses and I train them and they do really well in the fight sequences.
Cool.
So,
wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Very cool.
And it was just like when I went to the the interview section after I received the award, I saw Derek over there. I'm like, oh my god, you're here.
Yeah, I was in there.
It was a nice surprise.
You probably won the diversity award. Because every other movie was just like ex-military white dudes in every film. You're like the only movie that had people not of that description.
Right.
So fix that next time.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are military?
He was awarded.
Where is that video to be seen if people want to see it?
Oh, it's
YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
On
it's
YouTube?
On YouTube. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, you have all your films available on YouTube, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
Jabroni Pictures. Look it up.
That's your channel?
You guys have been
Pictures?
In those?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all been.
All
in.
Of you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Battle Hero. And...
I haven't. No, I'm not in it.
You've been in a lot of our stuff, too. And
what was like presenting the award, Derek? Was that cool? It was like be up there?
It was really cool. Our friend Dallas hosted.
Yeah, Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He hosted it.
He hosted the award
oh,
show.
Nice.
And I think that's kind of why they invited us. He put in a good word
oh,
for
yeah.
us.
Oh, yeah. He's always cool. talking about you guys with the San Diego Film Consortium.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he also hosted a show on KPBS called Film in Diego, which
right.
I was in episode 2. And him and I did a segment together. He interviewed me, and I got to beat him up at a bar. And,
I saw that.
Talk,
I
yeah,
did
yeah.
see that.
And then like he constantly wears the the Mega 64 stuff, and I'm like,
So I met a bunch of people from the San Diego Film Consortium, and kind of just like the San Diego film industry. It was really cool.
Nice.
A lot of people knew about Mega 64 and were really like positive and had a lot of great things to say about us, which is funny because they've never contacted us previously.
Yeah,
it's the first time they've ever reached out to us. If you're not from San Diego or Southern California, you won't know. Half the people who were there, but it was a lot of like local legends.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Shotgun Tom Kelly was
oh
there.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Uncle Murph.
I was jealous. That's
Uncle Murph was not there.
Fuck.
Uncle Murph was not there. He might not be alive anymore. I'm not sure. But I got to hang out with Shotgun Tom, which
Whoa.
Was fun. I got
wow.
to hang out with the head of the San Diego Police Historical Society, whose name I can't recall at this moment, but he was a nice guy.
Dave.
And like. A bunch of local San Diego, like local TV show hosts.
Okay.
Stuff that is not syndicated nationally.
No,
it's
no,
very
no.
like local. So you got to hang out with like local celebrities. It was cool. We got to hang out backstage in the green room and there was like a party beforehand. They wrote a script. So as a presenter, I just went up and wrote
oh, okay.
a script.
Okay.
It had jokes in it.
Uh-oh.
They weren't the greatest jokes.
Uh-oh.
That's hard.
We're not going back
now.
When
someone else writes jokes for
you know
someone
what?
Who does comedy.
It's not that it was... It's that it was an award show,
yeah.
and it was a very award show type
yeah, well,
script.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Award
yeah,
shows
so.
Aren't the most hilarious thing on television.
No.
And you're there to present awards and give praise to people who are creative, and you don't want to be super boring, so you just say kind of like weird and wacky stuff. I think it's going to be broadcast on KPBS.
On the 23rd.
On the 23rd.
Oh, actually
cool.
on Channel 4, SD.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I want to check
so
it out.
So if you're in San Diego, you can tune into that. You might be able to find it on the website, too. I won't give away what I said. It was see for yourself. If it was a cringy joke or not. And if you see it, you can email us and let us know how I did.
Right.
I was really nervous, actually. Just because, like, I usually have you guys with
me. Yeah, we're all together.
And this time I was there by myself. You know, I didn't really know anybody. Jay was there, but he was the only person I knew, basically.
Yeah.
A couple others. And Dallas.
Dallas was really busy
running the show.
Yeah.
But I had a really fun time.
Awesome.
So that was cool.
I think next time you guys should submit because, I mean, you guys are probably the most famous. You know, like a film group here in San Diego.
Yeah, wow. Thank you. Yeah. I was really like, I felt inspired to start submitting, especially, you know, I do music videos on the side. And
yeah, why
there's, not? There's a music video category, and they only had three people nominated, and like one of them was like filmed on like an iPhone, basically.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and some of the categories there were only two, and it was like from the same, like, movie.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So I think we need to put more.
Next year, we're going to submit everything.
We need to get in there.
Hell yeah.
We need to get in there.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's just weird to see that, you know, that all these local filmmakers, they, you know, they only focus on you know, the local, and they haven't seen you guys yet.
Yeah, but I mean, that might just be because I don't think we've ever submitted to any type. No. Aside from the 48-hour...
We don't reach out to anybody.
That 48-hour film festival that we did like 10 years ago with you and were you in that one?
No, I wasn't.
I think you do it now, though.
That's one time I think you guys have ever actually submitted something to a competition.
But Jody likes you guys. She's like, yeah, Mexican Shore, they're great.
Everybody there was super positive. Yeah. Yeah, we should say moving on to another topic. We're gonna be at PAX East.
Yes.
So let's.
And that's coming up.
That's coming up. We're leaving in like 2 weeks.
The whole gang.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody's coming.
Not Kevin.
Yeah, not Kevin.
Kevin, we kicked him out.
But everybody, literally everybody else. Sorry, not
so
Brian.
Come by the booth.
Oh, yeah, Brian.
No. So hey, in 2 weeks we're gonna be in America's Finest City Part 2. It's a sequel to San Diego.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm talking about Boston, MA.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, we're going to be there for PAX East April 22nd to April 24th.
Yes.
It's probably already sold out, so you can't buy a ticket.
It's very sold out.
But you know what? scalpers are available on the streets. So hit the streets. Get yourself a ticket.
Can they scalp in Boston? I don't know. In Seattle, it's not illegal in Seattle.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
But Boston, I don't know. It might
be cops out front.
Go to StubHub, go to Craigslist.
eBay.
Yeah, however you need to get a ticket, if you have the will, you will find a way.
Exactly.
We'll see you in Boston in 2 weeks. And we have a lot of cool stuff we're debuting there for the first time ever.
Well,
let's
say first and foremost,
if
you are going and you do get in, Saturday, April 23rd is the day to do it. Our panel is at 3 p.m. in the Bumblebee Theater.
Ooh.
The panel is called Mega 64 Panel. You won't like, but will enjoy watching. And anybody out there who's smart will get what that means. And if you're not, come to the panel and get learnt.
Wow. God damn
it. So it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite panels. One of my favorite panels every year.
Could be.
And so you definitely want to go to that. But we're going to be at booth 1028. I think it's 1028. We're going to be at booth 1028. When you get to the show floor, you enter, you go down the escalator. We're right there in the corner.
Mm.
You just got to get off the escalator, go in the corner. Get in the corner, Paul. You're in trouble. We're right over there. A lot of people are saying, oh, you're not by Rooster Teeth. You're not by Rooster Teeth. Those guys are doing some pavilion
thing.
Like they've grown too large.
They're doing something, and like there's like eight other internet groups doing stuff.
They bought another company that's going to be there.
I think
they
bought every company but us.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're the last holdouts here.
Rooster Teeth, they sold out. They went corporate.
Yep.
They went mainstream.
Yep.
We're still fucking cool.
Yeah.
We're still indie. We say... Fuck your monkey suits, Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, we say that.
We don't want $1 million, so...
That's what I said.
Yeah, Joel.
Yeah, we are, like... We are... What's the cool band that never sold out?
Oh,
Nirvana.
3 Mile Pilot. Oh, shit.
We are Nirvana.
We're Breaking Benjamin.
We are Nirvana. Like
Everything but the girl.
If things get too popular...
Yeah, we're going to do a Bud Dwyerman.
Rooster Teeth, they're so Weezer. Beverly Hills, ka-ching.
Yeah.
So that's why they got the pavilion.
Hey, our booth is fucking Pinkerton. Their booth is fucking Ratatouille.
Oh, okay. That's the biggest diss? Oh,
okay.
Shit. Oh, that's a fucking
No.
Diss.
No, wait.
No, fuck that.
Let me...
Real quick, talking about Weezer albums. Weezer's going with the White Album?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Weezer's new album? Hey, Weezer, that's already an album.
Hold it, bro.
I'm just...
And I think... You know now, what? This may be a crazy thing to say. I think it was done right the first time.
No, this is what I'm going to say. I'm not personally offended. I know there's people out there, you can't do that. It's already a thing. I don't care. But for your sake, Weezer... When people Google search the White Album, they're not looking for your thing, buddy. And
you're done.
Hey, 10 years from now, that thing is just going to be buried under a little band called the Beatles.
It's just so funny because right now, if you look up Blue Album, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Green Album. Weezer's best.
Green Album.
Boom.
Hey, even Red Album.
Red Album.
If you Google search White Album, you're not finding fucking Weezer's latest album.
I never thought about that.
Sorry.
Did you know other bands that did the color aesthetic? There was a ska
Metallica
band,
did the Black Album.
Black Album. Yeah, sure. There was a ska band called Skankin' Pickle that did the Green Album.
But Weezer
that's already a thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Same argument. Yeah. Anyways, I just want to point that out. But getting back to Rooster Teeth and Mega 64, the difference is...
Whatever. Let them do their thing.
I really think they bought everyone else but us. So either that means we're so fucking cool they can't touch us... Or that we're so lame they don't want
to
touch
us. You're such a wallet killer
they
won't
touch you. It's one or the other, but definitely one of those.
Well, either way.
I heard they were going to buy us, but then they saw Sean and May.
I heard they saw something that
Jordan
was on our
forum. Loves Sean and May, for the record.
Yeah, but he doesn't make the buying decisions.
For the record. No, he doesn't. That's true.
Gus and Bernie watched it privately, had a private session. They hated it.
You specifically.
So I want to say, yeah. So we're in the corner right when you get over there. I've seen, and so many people have been like, oh, they put you in the corner. Ooh. Like it's a bad thing. We're going to own a quadrant of the convention center.
Yeah, we have
that whole area is ours.
Yeah.
That whole area by the escalators. The first thing you see when you get off the escalators, you're going to look and go, what went wrong in this corner? Oh my God, are they fighting? Is something on fire? No, that's us. That's us.
Our next DVD should be called Mega 64 the White Album.
Yeah. Our next DVD should just be called the White Album.
Call the DVD an album?
Yeah.
The White DVD.
We should call it Led Zeppelin 2.
No, we should call it Let It Be. Yeah. Just something Abbey Road.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Sergeant Pepper. The Beatles' greatest hits.
Yeah, we should drop the time
Mega
thing.
Mega 64 the Beatles' greatest hits.
Yeah.
Anyway, that sounds good to me. Anyway, okay, so we're at PAX East booth 1028. We have some stuff we want to debut.
Yeah, let's say.
Let's get to it.
You're probably thinking, I have enough video games. I see enough people. There's no reason for me to go to PAX. Well, shut the fuck up, because we got your reasons, baby.
Yeah.
Hit it!
Okay.
Point that way. Point it, Rocco. There you go.
First up, the classics. First of all, we're going to have... At our booth, all the merchandise you come to expect, all the stuff we usually have. But we're also going to reprint some classics. We are going to reprint the Mind Control hoodie.
People have been
asking for that to come back for a while.
I think that debuted at PAX East.
A few years ago.
Like three, 4 years ago.
The Neon Elite shirt, that purple shirt, you can only get at cons. You can't get it online.
Yeah.
We've got it at our booth. And the con-exclusive Blu-ray that we've had at a few different cons now. You can't get it online.
Never Boston.
Yeah. It's never been at Boston. So... We got all that stuff, but we got some new items too.
What?
First things first. What should we show first? A lot of these are yours, so what do you think, Derek?
Save the best for last. So,
Rocco's
come back to me.
Okay. Why don't we divide yours in half to be fair?
Let's be fair.
Well, no. Let's put all the best stuff at the end. Let's come back.
Unfair show.
Fine. I'll show you the worst thing first. First up. Some people are saying, is the Charm shirt coming back? We will have a fresh reprint of those. There'll be plenty of those there. But on that subject, I always wanted to follow up the Charm shirt with kind of the sweatshirt equivalent.
But I didn't want to just print that same art on a sweatshirt.
No, can't do that.
No.
So,
but jumper.
With new artwork by Mariel Cartwright from Skullgirls and a bunch of other projects, I bring to you the Experiment sweatshirt.
Oh.
It will be on sale for the first time.
Oh, that's so
look at
cool.
That.
Ever.
I've never seen that.
At PAX East.
Look at that.
Great.
You can get that there for the first time.
Dude, that's like a sexier Sean.
That's a sexier Sean.
That's what I was going for.
Speak for yourself.
I feel the jumpsuit. I feel a closeness to Sean.
Yeah. I did
that. I would fuck him, but he's not
But he's
female.
Not, no.
But if... But you know what I mean? Yeah, like, if that worked out. Yeah, so that's... Fuck me. Anyway, no. So Sweatshirt will be there for the first time at PAX East.
That's cool.
Personally, you guys are talking about old Sean, and you guys are talking about hot Sean. Yes. I'm tired of that Sean. I need a different Sean.
What? Oh, what kind
we
of
should
Sean?
Talk about oh. the new Sean.
Oh my God,
a new Sean.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our PAX exclusive poster,
based off our most popular new character.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Sean poster.
Stocks Whoa! Are up.
This will be available exclusively. Only PAX East.
So if you didn't get a ticket, I'm sorry. But
dude, how stoked are you to finally have a merch that's like completely representing
I'm
you?
So
your finally your own thing.
Like so you get
excited.
Your own thing front and center. Thing. You.
It's all you.
I have. That's like you. That's like not you. Me. It's the new,
new
it,
Sean.
It couldn't be further from me, actually. It's 100% not
it's like
me.
A you. It's that, like a better.
Look, if you weren't bad, old, crummy, old Sean, there would be no new Sean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's exclusive. That one's exclusive.
You can't
PAX.
Have the day without the night.
Hey, that poster will never age.
And yeah, good question. Is that waterproof? That poster?
You might want to get a couple. Just
okay. Okay. Get some backups.
Okay. So next debut.
All right. So let's go. A new Boston. Shirt designed by local badass artist, close personal friend of mine, Dustin Peterman. Check this out. The Legendary Journey shirt.
And this is a first.
Oh, that's
of the style.
Sick.
First time ever. It's a pocket shirt.
It has a pocket.
Breast pockets yeah. are in this year. So the front is classy with the little 6'4". Representing your favorite company. The back
that
takes you
sick.
On an epic journey that awaits you, the Legendary Journey shirt.
I mean, it is revolutionary. The pocket on the front, you can all the stuff you buy at PAX East, you can hold it.
Stick it in there, dude.
Yeah.
Stick
like, just cram it in there.
Roll up the new Sean poster, stick it
stick
in there.
It right
exactly.
In there. Walk yeah. away.
We're going to be taking Hands pictures free. Of people doing that. Rolling it up and putting it in there.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Dustin is a prolific artist. He does a lot of band shirts, merchandise, album covers, posters. Because he's such good friends with me, he does Mega 64 stuff on the side.
Nice. Yeah.
That's his latest shirt. I'm really excited for
dude,
it.
It looks like a yeah. tight like VHS cover.
It looks like we tried to model it after like an old fantasy video game from the
80s.
Yeah. Like an Golden Axe. Yeah.
Box
like,
art.
Yeah, or an yeah. old fantasy like novel.
Reminds
from
me
from
of
the
like
70s.
Our orcs from Shadows and Mordor a little bit. In there.
Yeah. In a more grotesque sense.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dude. I can't
then,
wait to
and then
see that.
I'm kind of like the guy, the muscle clad dude
that's
with
definitely
long hair
yeah.
fighting them back. So, yeah. Check that out. And then also, follow up to our smash hit piece of apparel we released last year, Snapback Hat. We have a new Snapback coming out this year, designed collaboration from the same artist, Daniel DeSalt and Jason Cryer, the new Mega 64 Snapback.
And it's 100% burgundy.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is burgundy all over. And
no yeah. green little flap on the bottom.
Oh, none of that. It is
burgundy,
burgundy. Oh, wow. All around.
Wow,
so the new Snapback will be in there.
Nice.
It will be in Boston in very limited amounts because it was hard to get this.
That is a,
this version of yeah. that
limited
that.
Limited edition hat.
So I would get that day one if you.
Yeah, there's can. Only gonna be maybe 100 or so of those. So.
That's a funky fresh font for the yeah. logo. Who nice. Was that?
Jason Cryer.
Jason
said.
Cryer.
Did he design that font? Himself?
Jason Cryer, Daniel DeSalt worked together, and they may have consulted some others too.
They should be
got a whole team working.
They should
on
become
this hat.
Taggers.
They should.
The Snapback hats. We debuted Snapback hats last year at PAX East, like the previous version.
Yeah,
and they were gone. I think in the first. 2 hours? Hour and a half?
Damn.
So, yeah, if you want that, you have to come the first day. That's
okay.
it.
That's, that is,
that's
yeah.
it. And that's all there is
gotta
to
do
it.
Super limited edition on that hat.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
so
I think that's,
come
yeah.
to PAX East.
And again, we'll have all the other usual stuff,
fresh
too.
Shit.
So, our booth is on point, and our panel is going to be on point. So, all the points belong to us.
Go don't, over to the Rooster Teeth quadrant and try to find something as fucking cool as what we just showed
yeah.
you.
Well,
as you can't.
Try to
on.
Even figure
oh,
out
sorry.
Who you're supposed to take a photo with. There's so goddamn many of them. There's four
yeah.
of us here. Just come say hi.
They have a pavilion. We have a quadrant.
Oh.
We have a quarter of the
yeah. okay.
convention
okay.
center. They have, I would call it a pavilion.
At this point, they have like a wing. They have their own wing of
yeah,
the convention.
Yeah, yeah. And as
know.
You know, all wings break
yep.
in the Tale of Icarus.
Mm-hmm.
They flew too
close.
Flew
to the sun.
Yeah, you flew too close to the creatures, and then you fell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You
fell into the ocean, never to be seen again.
One too many acquisitions.
Anyway, so there you go. That's all our PAX stuff. Any last minute moments of... things to share last minute. We are at time, but I think we could squeeze in a few last thoughts.
We hit all the important stuff other than our two of our most recent videos, but whatever.
Friend Dimension was a lot of fun. We played WarioWare.
Hey,
that was a very...
that game needs to be easier to play because I was telling the kids about this game. They watched when we were here. They watched it. Yeah, I know. But like, I'm saying like I want
to
play
access?
It at my house
yes.
with them. They wanted to play it, and it's like, yeah, but the setup is such a pain in the ass here. Like, is this a whole thing?
Got to get a GameCube.
I guess.
Or get the game and an original Wii.
That's true. But it's just like that you should be able to download that game online.
Wait,
like on the store.
Couldn't you put your Wii U into Wii mode and then download it?
I don't know if you can play GameCube games in Wii mode. You can play Wii games.
Yeah,
you can't play GameCube games on a Wii U. You got to get it with just a Wii U.
Which, I mean, that should be in the Wii store by now.
Why is nothing?
There's no way it's not possible.
Why there aren't GameCube downloads on Wii U, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make
any
sense.
And some being so expansive and big, I don't really get it, but whatever. But that is nothing. Yeah. Nothing. So,
hey,
put that out there.
Real quick, there's some questions in the chat. I want to clarify about the new merch at PAX. It's going to be available at PAX first. It won't be available online yet. All the things that are left over from PAX will eventually go online.
The poster.
Except the poster.
Except for the poster.
Right.
People are asking about the hat. Will the hat go online? It will, assuming we don't sell out. But it will probably sell out.
Yeah,
and that's
it will
just
go online eventually.
Eventually,
I imagine.
Yeah,
eventually.
It'll work its way out. We just have to see how it does.
Yeah,
see what happens.
Yet. But yeah, Friend Dimension, a lot of fun, very positive response. Which thank you.
Yeah, well, it was actually honestly, this is a better game. It's
yeah,
a better
it
game.
Good.
It was fun to watch, and it was a thing that was dear to us, so we knew it really well, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. I wanted to say real quick, I put out just the other day, Blind Box, new episode of my Funny Factory show, Blind Box. And it was about music and record collecting. It was a lot of fun to do that. I wasn't sure how that was going to turn out because it's kind of out of my comfort zone a little bit. I normally, you know, stuff about figures I know, but like records and stuff, I don't have that many. Just some collector's items.
Showed
I wanted
off.
To show it.
I thought that was super cool of showing them off and then going out of the box over to your dad.
Yeah, I just knew. I wanted to do the episode because I knew my dad had a bunch of stories.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to do that one. And people enjoyed that. If you... are not totally satisfied with Blind Box, check out, I mean that in a good way, like you want more. look on my personal channel, youtube.com/RoccoBodie. I uploaded an additional 23 minutes
Damn.
Of my dad telling Beatles stories.
Damn.
He talks about when he met John Lennon. He talks about inviting Paul and Linda to his wedding.
And
all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's so cool. Yeah.
So check that out if you want a little bit more info. That's on my personal
channel. When I watched the episode, I was like, dude, Rocco, I just know Rocco and his dad. Rocco had to cut out like half of what his dad talked
more
about.
More than
And I was just thinking, I was like, Dick's going to watch this and be so bummed. So I'm glad you put that out.
Yeah.
Because the stories
lot.
Are really good. It's just there's not enough time.
Like
in
10 years ago, your dad offered me like half of his vinyl collection, which I took. I have like a ton of vinyl from your dad. Wow. Most of my collection is from your dad, actually.
Yeah.
Which is funny that he still has much to show.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and I think it's funny getting back to Friend Dimension. The response was so positive; people actually said we should do it more often. Which
that's fucking
great. Total 180 for
that. Great,
big old laugh out of that one.
That's good.
Hey, we promised you guys one a week.
The first feedback I got, when it went up, I was like, I hope people like this one. But we did. A lot of the improvements were made. The camera, the audio, this, that, a lot of things were tweaked. Just based on how it turned out when the first one came out. And so we, try to make it as good as possible. But, the first feedback I got on it was, this is good, but, I mean, it's hard to look forward to this when you're only doing one a month. It's like, holy shit!
Jesus. No one's ever...
A month ago, people were telling me
I'd
to die.
I'd rather be that way.
So yeah, so anyway, that was really cool.
Speaking of audio, we got this improvement going on the podcast.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff. We got some new audio equipment here. As you saw in that Friend Dimension, some improvements there, all kinds of different stuff. And again, we never want to hawk our own stuff too much or promote this or that too much, but really, like, the Patreon has helped a lot. Again,
we should plug this in, plug it in a while. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. If you like what we do here, if you want to support us, that's a great way to do it. It allows us to continue making videos and to expand what we do here, our operation here, make more videos and continue making the videos that you already love.
It really just does give us the flexibility to do all of these things that we might not be able to do so quickly, you know, and it's really done a lot for us. So I really
appreciate encourage all of you to
check that out. Well, and dedicated gear upgrades for the specific jobs that we use them for. Like now we don't have to move mics off of the podcast set to go film outside somewhere.
Yeah.
It cuts down on our time that's spent working so much. It's huge.
So we thank you. It means a lot to us. Check it out, patreon.com/mega64.
Yes.
And before we wrap up the main show here, Fernando, is there anything else you wanted to add? You came all the way down here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, from L.A. Yeah, I live in L.A. now.
Yeah, you moved to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I work as a stuntman now at Universal. I do a show there.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah. If you guys been to Universal Studios, there's a show called The Special Effects Show, which talks about how special effects in movies are made. And they revamped it and they added a stunt section. So I do a fight scene and one of my fellow stuntmen, they get put on fire. And I prep that and I also put them out.
Wow.
After, yeah.
A lot of responsibility.
Wow, that's awesome.
Don't mess up your job.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm still still working on films, on videos. Actually, I'm trying to finish up the final episode of Battle Hero Absolute. I've been so busy with work and, you know, trying to get my shit together.
That's like your ongoing series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Garrett's in the final episode.
How many episodes are there all together?
There's 15, and then there's a special after the fact. I think I'm going to put that as a DVD special once if people are still buying DVDs.
They still buy them.
They love physical media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a 16th episode after that, but that's going to be an exclusive. But yeah, Garrett's in the final episode, and hopefully I'll get that out pretty soon.
Nice. Check out again Jabroni Pictures on YouTube. The number one stuntman in San Diego.
Award winning.
Yeah, he has the awards to show it.
Boom.
2016's greatest action filmmaker out of San Diego right here. Check him out.
Yeah. Dude, we've all worked with an award winning creator.
That's right.
Right. Ken Kutaragi.
Yeah.
Tommy Tallarico.
Oh, so handsome.
Well, him, yeah, okay.
No, I still get that. People still call
That's me the best handsome. Line in the bit. His delivery.
That
great.
That's not like the you know, it's like you could have been in a video where you played like a demon or something, like, and it wouldn't have been like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But like
badass,
that was all connected to the creator of PlayStation. Yeah. Like, that's like one of my. I wasn't even Ken Kutaragi, and that was a proud moment for me. I'm just a thug in that video.
It was the coolest character I've ever played.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Thank you for watching. Can I say one last thing real quick?
Okay.
Last thing?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this.
Okay. I've gotten a lot of emails. You know, I always get emails, feedback on the podcast. And I've gotten a lot of feedback lately, genuine feedback, and I thought at first they were a joke. But I got a lot of feedback about... I think someone, maybe it was a chat last week or something like that, brought up, you're making fun of Sean too much. You're making jokes about Sean too much.
Uh-oh.
Well, hey, not enough. No, I got a lot of feedback that I'm starting to feel bad for Sean. I'm starting to feel bad for Sean.
Yeah.
This is something you got to realize. He deserves it.
Yes. And also, you're new. To Mega 64.
You're new to
Clearly.
Mega 64.
You don't know how things work around here.
You don't know how things are working around here because here's how things work. When we as a group have a meeting or any kind of get together with like someone we work with, take for example Fernando here. I'm going to use this is something you might not know. We'll meet with Fernando. We'll talk about, hey, we're going to film this and this and this and this. And he'll go, okay, cool. He is so nice and so accommodating. And so he goes out of his way to help us.
Yeah.
That when he leaves the studio and we're all still here, as soon as he walks away, we all go, that asshole, that piece of shit. Fucking hate that guy. Fuck. Because that's what you do. It's the sense of humor we have. Is the kinder and nicer the person is... That's just what we do. That's our sense of humor.
Right.
So what does that say about Sean?
Oh, man.
That we continue to make those jokes as he goes out of his way a lot. He's kind-hearted.
Oh,
he's very generous and giving. He's not perfect. He's sometimes, but who is? So if you're wondering why the hell do we make fun of this guy so much, there's probably a reason behind it. We've called this guy a lot of bad stuff, but we called him a ton of bad stuff. So you know... You know.
Wow.
That these are two great guys.
Well, thank you for
being so. I'm just saying, I'm cutting through the bullshit. All the emails I get, you gotta know the truth.
Oh, wow.
Thanks. You gotta know the truth. Man. So I wanted to share it.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Plus, he's not so nice when the camera turns off.
That's also true, though, to be fair.
You see, what, 1 hour a week of our relationship? Okay, if you were a fly on the wall here,
yeah.
Rocco and I would get motherfucking purple hearts for the shit we got.
That's also true. Okay. I never said anybody here was perfect.
All right.
So, that being said, I tried to give the best send-off I could tonight, and we're gonna say thanks for joining us along the way and along for the journey, Sean, as we transition to the replacement. Anyway, thanks, everybody, and have a great night. And goodbye.
And there's more to Sean than meets the eye.